Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now for three charts. 3 minutes is Nicola Duke. You put the 12th of September on the thing. I asked you earlier. You said you were joking.
Okay, I'm going to change the date at the end, but we're live. And we've got the right stocks.
Yes, I know. And you told me you hadn't put it on there.
How did I do that?
You've gone crazy, you lady. You're trying to convince me it's the 12th. I said, what? No, I've seen Tuesday. Well, now it's Wednesday, surely. Looking at three charts there. The first one I want to look at, Nick, is... in fact, let's go with them. It's the biggest stock. I want to go with Dunelm first. D, as in alphabetical. Dunelm had results out today. I talked about Dunelm a while back on this Facebook Live, on the podcast, and I said, listen, they've been sold off. They pay a nice dividend. And I didn't realise they are... the biggest homewares seller in the UK. And they had a bit of a wobble recently because their CEO just jumped ship and there was some issues there. But today they've had an update, full year results. And I always like it when a stock jumps on full year results because that means it's not rumour or hype. That's the figures, you know. You can see it's been oversold a lot. A nice jump. So I bought around 6.10, 6.15, something like that. But yeah, look at that. So it's a nice jump today. Pierced 200-day moving average, isn't it? So look, what do you think the chart
is? Smashed through. Okay, so the chart is lovely. We looked at this before. It's bouncing from the 50% of all-time lows to all-time highs. The all-time highs I'm looking at are in 2013. So that 50% where we've literally gone sideways since April is really good bottoming. It's also 1.61 extension of the rally that we had from 2014 to 2015. So this is a really good level that we've bounced off, and this is the bullish reversal that we were looking for, and this is a first wave three of three, so it's going to be a really good one. My target for this is 7.45 next, potentially 8.52, but I think 7.45 is where we'll see a pullback, probably back to around maybe 700 if you missed it. If we stall here today around 6.76, it's not quite so bullish. That looks like an ABC correction from the lows and suggests a retest, but if it doesn't and if it holds above the 200-day when we pull back and retest it, I think it's a screaming buy. So watch for a pullback to the 200-day moving average and the previous high, so that means back towards around 6.50 to buy.
Yeah, look at that thing there. I've seen a big gap there. So the gap, and it's supported by previous sort of support. And,
yeah.
And that's at 7.20. So I think that would be a bit of resistance there. Well, at 7.24, what about there?
It should do, but yeah, if I measure using magic Fibonacci, 7.43 and the gap filled is where we're going to go.
Okay.
So that's exactly where it is, around that gap fill level.
Okay, next one we look at in alphabetical order is Echo Energy. So it's been selling off for a while, this, and it's one of those stocks where, I was going to get it, didn't have enough money in my... Oh, I had too many stocks, and I thought, I'm not going to go with another one. But I can see the potential here, because it's been selling off for a while. So what do you reckon, Nicola?
No, I think that Echo Energy is actually a bullish reversal.
Yeah.
I think we're above the daily 20 moving average, and we're just sitting... if we can break above the high of last week, and that takes us above the 50-day, then we've got a really nice bullish reversal. So I think it looks really good, but that's what we've got to do to get going. The first target I'm just going to measure with the fibs. The first target is going to be 12.50 and then 15.22, and then I think we go to 17.41. And that's interesting because that's back to the top of the gap. When we gapped higher, then the opening price then was 17.41, and I'm thinking that's where we go back to. And that would be 50% back of this decline that we're in. But key to it is going to be really a close above sort of 10.70. Then we go all the way to 17.41.
Marvellous. And the last one, OEX, O-E-X. They've got a corporate governance statement out today, and also a good old investor presentation in September. The financial report of late as well yesterday. So what do you reckon on OEX, O-E-X?
OEX, my chart has just dumped, so I'm just going to reload it. I'm sorry. patience. So don't worry, I've got it all ready and marked. I like it. There's really good signs of bottoming in this one, but it keeps failing. It keeps failing at this level. And this is where it's got to get above. It's got to get above 0.29. So I'm looking at the weekly chart. You can see that we've got a really good signs of a reversal. But unless we get above 0.29, 0.30, we really can't call it a bottom. And that's where the 200-day moving average is as well. So I like it to go back and retest it, but we've tried there four times. We did it in June, we did it twice in July, and we did it in August on the 24th. And so that's what we've got to overcome. 0.30 and the 200-day moving average. And if we can do that, then rock and roll. The next target is back to these highs at 5.54.
Okay,
but there's an interim target as well, but
yeah,
0.54. We'll go to 0.35. That's a bit of a level where we might wobble, but I think we keep going higher. So,
would you suggest that 0.163 previously, 16th of the 6th, was that in June? Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
So, is that a bit of a bottom there?
I think it's a bottom because we've keep coming back and making a higher low, and then twice we made a higher low, so it's a little bit higher. We can't, though. Your higher lows are great. That's just consolidation. What you need now is a higher high, and we need above the 200-day moving average. And just if you zoom out a bit and look at that 200-day moving average, then literally since the whole of 2016, every time we've rallied to back to the 200-day moving average, so that was through the whole of 2016, and then zoom out, we have not managed to get above that 200-day moving average. Let's keep going. Since 2014. So,
okay.
You know, we're due. Every time we've rallied back to it, we've failed. So we're due to get above it. And we've literally tried a lot of times. If people take a chart themselves and put the 200-day moving average on, you'll see how every time we get to it, we bang our head. So this time, let's see if we've really bottomed, we're going to get above it and change the behavior, and then it's going to rip. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need to look for.
Marvellous. And by the way, if you are listening on the podcast, we do this on Facebook, on our Facebook page at Vox Markets there, facebook.com/Vox Markets. You can see the video there of all these, and we chatted about something else as well. Today we chatted about Cloud Tag and Jamie Dimon on Bitcoin. Marvellous, Nick, if you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company blog there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.